make a change or do this battery.
Happy Thanksgiving. Gobble, gobble. I hope that you all eat some great food, and I hope you don't gotta slap nobody at the table for getting crazy, because you know how the in-laws could be. You know how it goes down at the Thanksgiving table. Sometimes you gotta bust somebody over the head with the gravy bowl, but hopefully you don't gotta do that. Listen, we got a nice little Thanksgiving show for you right now. Number one, Crow, Pasty, and I will be playing a little game that we like to call Hate It But Ate It, where we sit down to see who can eat the most of the food that we hate the most. So we each pick the food that we absolutely despise, and we see who can get through the most of it. We are also going to be doing some Thanksgiving-themed Am I the Assholes? Because, you know, it's the holiday season, and there's a lot of assholes that come out for the holidays. You know, they got discrepancies. So we're going to be getting into the drama. And, of course, you know we're going to be talking about the brand new Thanksgiving horror movie that we saw the other day. Very excited for that. So get your turkey, get your stuffing, let's get going. But before we get to like the festivities that I just mentioned, let me get something off my chest, okay? Pastor, I don't know if you're texting right now, but you gotta bring it in, because I gotta talk to you. Uh-huh. So this is what's been bothering me, okay? And it really kicked in this year for Thanksgiving, okay? Does everybody remember Jamal and Grandma? The big story where the kid texted the woman by accident. He said, oh, am I coming over for Thanksgiving? And she's like, this is the wrong number. But then he ended up going over anyway.
Yeah, and they had Thanksgiving.
You never heard that story, Crow?
No, not in my memory.
Wow. I mean, but you know about this, right, Pastor?
Yeah.
How many years do you think this was ago?
Is it going on 10 now or so?
No way. It's 10 years already?
I'm just guessing. I don't know.
Take a look. Do you have a device near you? Take a look at when this started. But this has been going on for a while, right? So Crow, basically, like I said, there's a story that came out where this kid texted this woman and he was like, oh, am I coming over for Thanksgiving? And she's like, I am not your grandmother, but you can come over and have Thanksgiving with us. And he ended up doing that. He went over for Thanksgiving, and now every year it's a tradition where he goes over to this woman's house and they take a picture. They say, hey, you know, we're not family, but we're family now. We had Thanksgiving together. Eight years. Okay, perfect. Okay.
Oh, God. So did he kill the old lady?
There you go. Did he kill her? No, he didn't kill her.
I feel like this kid killed this old lady.
No, I mean, I think they're going to make like a Hulu documentary about it. It's a big story, right? Going on 8 years, okay?
Worse than killing the grandmother.
And let me tell you now, this is year number 8, and I'm freaking sick of hearing about it already, okay? Every fucking year, I got to see the picture, the screenshots come back out again. Oh, I'm not your grandmother, but the grandmother can't let somebody have Thanksgiving on there. I'm like, all right, already, we freaking get it, bro. You went over, you had a good time, mistakes.
It was eight years.
I don't want to see it anymore. This is what
he better have told us a story about how he was on drugs, alcoholic, addicted to porn. There needs to be a story behind this, because 8 years does not get you a Hulu special. Come on now.
You bring up a good point.
One day.
You bring up a good point, because I was just talking on the phone about this. And the person I was talking to was like, you're absolutely insane. This is like such a cute story. How could you feel this way about this? And I was saying the same thing you just said. I said, listen, 8 years, we need some extra drama now after year two. Like, okay, so the first year you're like, oh my God, that's so cute. That's awesome. Second year you go, wow, I can't believe they're doing it again. That's really cool. The third year you go, okay, all right. You know, year four, it's like,
better lost there.
Year four, it's like, okay. Yeah, like, the house needs to burn down. I have to go. Now, the house needs to burn down. They need to go to his house for Thanksgiving. And it's like, oh, my God, yes. That's so cute because he hosted Thanksgiving this year. But now it's just no drama at all. And I'm just tired of hearing about it.
Thanksgiving for the neighborhood. Yup.
That's the eighth year. This is what I equate this to, okay? If because some of you may be like, oh, you're such a grouch. You're such a Grinch. No. Just a picture. Everybody picture this, okay? Everybody here probably got a niece, a nephew, or some young one in their life, right? So imagine you're Thanksgiving or something, and they come up to you and say, hey, look at this. I could do a cartwheel. And they do the cartwheel or something. They do a jump and spin, right? Nothing even crazy. Do a jump, but you gotta go, oh, that's so cute. You did a jump and a spin. Wow. And they're like, you know, three.
I don't do none of that.
And then they're four, and they come do the, hey, I could do the jump and spin. You go, oh, yeah, you did the jump and spin. And then fast forward, now they're eight, okay? So every year, now they're like 8 years old, and they do the jump and spin. It's like, how long am I going to freaking applaud? You got to change it up. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong. They need to do a backflip or something.
What'd you say, Pastor?
You're like, we need something.
I said you got a point.
I thought you weren't going to agree with you.
I my question, if you just give me about 45 seconds.
Go ahead. Take as much time as you want. Get in the middle of that screen there so I can get a good thumbnail of you. Get in the middle of that screen. There you go. Yeah, commence.
All right. My question is, is CBS News, MSN, LittleThings.com, Yahoo News, New York 4, Business Insider, Fox, or KPIC, Black Enterprise, AP News, USA Today, AZ Central, Essence, Simple Most Com, Wish TV, NBC Bay Area, Fox 8 Cleveland, Fox 10 Phoenix, etc., etc., etc. Are they sharing any of this
ABC?
Any of this ad income with Jamal and Grandma?
Right, they're profiting off this now, right? Where's their money? Like, how are they getting? They're just getting paid off the Hulu doc?
Yeah, they get the smile or they get that original photo used over and over year after year,
and they don't get no money. And now listen to this. Oh, so then Airbnb. I saw, this is when I really got sick. Okay, so every year I see it, I go, oh my God, I just groan. But this year, I went, no, you gotta be kidding me now. Now they're prostituting this because Airbnb came out with a little contest. I don't know if it's a contest or a sweepstakes where now you can win a seat at the table with Jamal and Grandma.
No.
Are you like who wants that? Who freaking wants that, dude?
Now and you know you're retarded. I
mean, is she going to make the dinner or are they having it catered?
I don't know. I didn't read it. I just saw it.
Turkey if I'm gonna buy a ticket.
I want it catered because I don't know what the fuck she got going on at that table. I actually do. I want it catered. I want to win that sweepstakes so I can just sit down and go, when is enough enough? When are we going to, you know, end this?
Yeah.
A sweepstakes to win? Like, you want a sweepstakes to go to the Bahamas, a sweepstakes to go on a Disney cruise. You want to go, like, what psychopath is signing up going?
Smells like cigarettes and cats.
What psychopath is going to go, I hope I win a seat at the table with Jamal and Grandma? Like, what the fuck do you got to say? What is on your mind that you got to, what do you want to hear? Like, what else do you need, people?
Hey, let's enter me into the sweet stays because, you know, just have my.
Oh, yeah, we could vlog it.
Yeah, we could vlog.
Just ask him the tough questions. Like, all right, so, like, you know, when are we going to spice
this
up
here?
We need a win so we could spice it up. We could ruin, Thanksgiving for Grandma and Jamal.
That'd be great.
Bring a pie.
Imagine they, imagine it's like one of those old bands like AC/DC where they don't even like each other anymore. They just do it like because they're getting some kind of financial compensation off this. So every year they just meet up and they don't even like each other anymore. Like after the first one, they hated each other and they're like, Yeah, but we got a good racket going. Like, we got to keep this up every year. We could sell some shirts, sell some buttons. And they just go to take the picture, and then that's it. He doesn't even go on Thanksgiving. They just shoot it in the beginning of, like, of November.
No, October. No.
Let's get this over with, Grandma.
Right in September.
Somehow they're making money. She's like, let's keep it going. Let's just get the band back together.
So is it the same house every time? The same background? Are they like in a pumpkin patch with a...
No, it's always at Thanksgiving. Table. It's always just like this. The post was like, "Oh, this is the fourth year." What I want is we need to get an expert on this. Like, I wonder if there's an expert that can tell us the ins and outs of the story. Is there developments every year? Like, who
is the Hulu special for?
And I don't think it even came out yet. I heard it was coming, but I think that they're scrambling because they had the idea and they're like, "Oh, it'd be so cool." And then they sat down to do the storyboard and they go, "Oh, there's literally nothing." Like, there's literally nothing after the initial 5-minute story. Like,
yeah, like, telling you, he needs a story.
We need an hour-long doc of this? What is the rest
Grandma
of it going to be?
Just was in the war as a nurse.
I think the husband died, but he died, like, early on in the story, like, before he texted her. So it's like...
Grandma lonely.
Like, what's going on?
Oh, I'm Grandma's good. Husband died?
I think so. Grandma. I think so. I think that's what Cemetery Girl said. It. You don't think he would have allowed Jamal over? Imagine. Husband was racist. He would have never.
Jamal's black?
Yeah, the guy's black. Hey, Jamal, bro.
Yeah. I held up the picture.
I didn't see the picture.
Oh, you see
no,
picture?
Jamal, he's Asian.
It's possible. Jamal,
I've never seen a... No. No, come on.
Jamal can be anybody.
Let's
be a white Jamal. I'm sure there's white Jamals.
Where? Let's get one on the show. We'll interview them. I've never seen one. So I'm glad you guys can agree with me on this. For real.
I do.
Thank you. You let us know if you agree. There's Jamal. There you go right there. Look at Grandma. Look how happy.
Oh, there. Black guy. Yep. Damn. I thought I could be the first Negro.
To get invited to a white Thanksgiving, I think is a long lineage.
Nah, I've been there.
Oh, okay.
Just hanging out with Grandma.
And where's your money? You don't get any money from that. You should have done a Hulu doc about that. Ridiculous.
Oh God. Yeah.
So let's get to the game. Okay. As I said, we sat down to play a little game. We played this game actually yesterday. So right now we're going to roll the footage. You could see how that went. And then when we come back, we will announce the winner of that game. Here we go.
Today, we are going to be playing a little game called Hate It But Ate It, where we see who can eat the most of the food that we hate the most. I went with mashed potatoes. I've always hated mashed potatoes ever since I was a little boy, and I've tried them again and again over the years, and I still hate them. It's the consistency. When something's that mushy, it has to be sweet to me. It can't be like that. It has to be sweet like a banana or something, like banana baby food. But mashed potatoes, gross. And I'm putting gravy on it, which is gonna make it even more disgusting for me.
I went with sweet potato pie because apparently I'm the only black man in America that hates sweet potato pie. Let's see if I still hate it after 4 years.
I've hated fried zucchini my entire life. I would wake up from a nap when I was a little kid and think my mother was making spaghetti sauce, and then I'd go down to the kitchen to see that it was fried zucchini, and I'd be crushed. And I had to eat every single bit of it.
And you almost vomited.
And I almost vomited.
It smells so gross.
Ready? Yep. 3, 2, 1, go.
I'm not even freaking lying, dude. I almost threw up in the bowl. I'm not even lying. That's so fucked up. Look, he's eating like a crow. He's bird eating like a bird.
I'm definitely losing.
How you doing, bro? Mm. How you feeling?
Mm-mm.
You're not feeling good? Mm. My freaking eyes are watering. I'm trying, people. I'm trying. It just, I can't get it down. Especially in... How you feeling, Rich?
It's just disgusting.
I can't get it down, dude. I swear I can't get it down.
I think I keep spinning it back in the bowl.
Look at my, I'm tearing, for real. Look. How many did you eat?
Three.
Really?
Yeah.
And you almost finished? Oh, wow. You guys are doing, you guys are killing it. I'm not.
I'm trying so hard. I will say this. The only thing good about this is how the crust. Once we get to the...
This is the worst challenge you've ever done.
How much time is there?
What do we got, 3 minutes?
No, we got one and a half left.
That's it?
That's it.
Dude, good for you, man. And good for you. And good for you. I'm gonna try
again. I'm laughing at you.
Oh, the gravy's up. Gravy was on that one. No. If you're gonna throw up right here. Mm. I'll clean it up, Jay. You don't gotta clean it up.
No.
Done already? How are you still?
I in my throat. It's in my throat.
I got down like not even an ounce, dude. Oh, now it's gonna be between Crow and Pastor.
Fuck.
We move the can over here. You got the weight.
Why?
I can still taste it. Can you still taste it?
Yeah, well, it's... For me, it's all texture. Oh, no, really? Ooh.
Fucking hate sweet potatoes. Fine.
From the video, I didn't get anything down in mine. So it was between Pasty and the Crow. Do you remember the figures on this, Pastor? I remember basically what you ate and what he ate. You ate 2 ounces, right?
Yeah, 2 point something ounces.
You ate 2 point something ounces. And the Crow ate three and something ounces. So the Crow is the winner. The winner of the first ever Hate It But Ate It. The Crows are celebrating in unison.
Winning this year.
Yeah, you're just a big winner. And you, every time you win, you vomit.
These streets love me.
Every time you win, you vomit.
I end up vomiting or shitting. So, you know.
So, as the winner, tell us about what was going through your mind. Because you, so when I watched it, you were eating like a little bird, right? Like you were eating small bites. So I'm like, oh, he's behind. He's going to be behind. And then all of a sudden, I look again and you just vacuumed up your piece. Because you had two pieces there. I don't know if this is clear in the video. We gave you two pieces, and I figured you were going to clear one. I knew you weren't going to clear two, and you ended up clearing one pretty fast. So what was your technique? What was going on through your mind during this contest?
I mean, so Fear Factor and Joe Rogan taught me one thing in life. If you go slow when you hate something, eating something you hate, you'll get to the finish line. And that's all I had to do. You know, what you saw was bird was me being patient and swallowing as much as I can. Every time I look to you on the left, you were just in torture and pain trying to take the biggest spoon of mashed potato you ever had in your life. I felt sorry, so I knew that was not gonna work. I saw you and Passy was doing the same thing, so I said, let me go slow, and that's how I was able to get there. The worst part is once we got to like the last minute and it wasn't over, that's when I couldn't hold it in, the gagging. I was about to throw up in my mouth. It was not helping that you both was.
My favorite part is that last 30 seconds where we all had it. Like Pastor's head is in his arm. I'm done. I just gave up because I didn't get anything down. Like only trace amounts. Like every time I try to take a spoonful, it's like my throat put up a wall. It was not going down at all. Not even close. Oh, you're about to vomit again.
Yeah.
Holy
crap. It's the thought of it.
And a lot of people thought you were lying. Everybody thought you were lying. That you like, there was like, no way. There's no way he don't like sweet potato pie. He's lying.
I guess everybody, you know what? I put a smile on my face and it makes sense. You think I'm lying. No, I'm not lying. I hate sweet potato pie. I hate it.
What were you going to say, Pastor?
Well, now we know he hates it.
Yeah, it came right back up. Pastor, what was going on through your mind with your fried zucchini there? What was your technique? What was going on in your head?
Well, really, I probably should have eaten at least two pieces at a time instead of one at a time. So, I mean, if I wanted to win, but I mean, it was just as disgusting as it always has been my entire life. I mean, nothing's changed. I mean, I'm going to compliment myself and say I did a darn good job cooking it.
Oh, we liked it. We liked it.
Yeah, the outside was really tasty. Mm-hmm. But once I got into the center, it's all over.
Yeah, we enjoyed it.
It's slimy. I can't take that texture.
I was thinking before you started, I was like, you should do two to three pieces at a time. That's what I thought you were going to do. I didn't think you were going to do one at a time. I was going to do like, if I were you, do three at a time. But, I mean, that wouldn't have worked for me because I tried to do big spoonfuls and I couldn't get any of it down. So maybe it wouldn't have worked for you. Maybe it would have been overwhelming for you to have that much. And
maybe I would have been in the bathroom with Crow.
Yeah. So when we did, we ended up weighing it, right? We ended up weighing everything out we started with Moe's and he was the standard. We did 7 ounces, two pieces of pie, which came out to 7 ounces. And then we did Pasties, we did it 7 ounces and it looked even. When we did mine, 7 ounces didn't look like a lot, but in retrospect, we might as well have left it 7 ounces because I didn't think it was going to be. I underestimated how hard that was going to be for me. I really thought I was going to get three spoonfuls down, maybe not heaping spoonfuls. I don't know why I made such big spoonfuls, but I thought I was going to get at least three medium-sized spoonfuls down, and every time I did, I almost freaking vomited all over the floor. My only thought was, I hope I vomit all over the floor, because at least it'll be fun. But like, I had to take all these breaks. I think I tried at least 6 times to eat the mashed potatoes. Like, I gave it my best freaking shot, and every time, I was on the verge of puking, bro. It was not happening. There was no way. And I ended up not even eating a freaking ounce. So in retrospect, the 7 ounces that we had was, which was basically like an ice cream scoop, we might as well have kept it.
Yeah, you're right.
But I was just thinking, oh, it's not fair. I should have to eat more because it's so little in mine. But now we know. Now we know. I don't think we're gonna do this again though. We'll get somebody else to do it. Does anybody have anything else they would gag eating or would hate to eat? I think that's it for me.
I don't like stuffing, so.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I eat stuffing too. Man.
You don't like stuffing or cranberry sauce?
I don't like that either.
That's what Justin said. Justin said if he was to do this, his would be cranberry sauce. Dre said if he was to do this, his would be chitlins. He wouldn't do chitlins. So that. What about you, Pastor? Was that it? Fried zucchini is the number one.
Well, I mean, any gourd. I mean, I can get down eggplant if it's cut thin enough, and eggplant parmesan.
Okay.
But like squash, I don't like.
Yeah, I don't like squash either, unless it's spaghetti squash and it's very thin. But like a squash chunks, no, I don't like that.
I don't know if I hate it, but I know I don't ever want to eat it again. And I know that you both are going to think I'm crazy.
I don't like pumpkin pie.
But I don't like oxtails.
What?
I love oxtails.
I know you're retarded.
What the hell? Oh,
but
my
I know he don't
God.
Like, yeah. I just thought about pumpkin pie is another one I don't like either.
What is wrong with you? What is seriously malfunctioning in your mind? There is a screw loose. That is insane.
I don't know. Everybody told me that if I ate their oxtails, I would have liked them because Ricky made the ones I ate. But I don't know. It just I didn't like the flavor of it.
So Mo, let's hear the story behind your pie, because you actually got a very special sweet potato pie. You didn't just get any sweet potato pie.
Yeah, you know, and
you got Pastor's mother's sweet potato pie. Right? So here's a story behind that, okay? So I bought a Patti LaBelle pie, sweet potato pie, right?
Oh, that was going to be horrible for me.
And which was actually very good because I had it the other day. But let's fast forward before I got that pie. So we're setting this up, and we're talking about it. So, okay, we're going to do it at Mo's house, and Jay's going to cook it. Actually, Pastor ended up cooking everything, so applause for Passy for cooking all of it. We're like, all right, we're going to do it at Mo's house. Mo says to me, send me everything we'll need, and we'll Instacart it. I, in my head, go, wow, that's very – he's going to buy it. That's so generous. He did not need to do that. Like, why is he doing that? So then I was like, well, at least let me pick up the pie. I said, let me get the pie tomorrow. So then I buy the pie 2 days later. And it's the day after I buy the pie. It's the day before, actually. Yeah, the day before the challenge. And Mo, we're on FaceTime, and Mo goes, who's buying all this stuff, by the way? I'm like, what do you mean? You. Isn't that what you implied? And you were like, Nah, I don't even got Instacart. That's not what I meant at all. I was like, so why did you tell me to text you the ingredients, bro? I'm like, what? What was the thought process behind this?
I don't even remember. To be honest, I really don't remember those days.
You brought it up twice. You like Instacart me. Don't you like text me the thing so I can Instacart me? Like, why would you need to?
What happened? I literally forgot everything. Whatever you say happened.
What were you going to say about this? You had something you want to interject about this, Pastor. About him being forgetful and all this stuff.
I'm very forgetful.
You had an intervention you wanted to do.
You want to get it?
You got to put the blunt down.
I've always been unforgivable. I've always been forgiven.
This is not due to marijuana use.
This definitely is not marijuana use.
Forgetful? I don't even know if that's the word.
Smoke enough.
Because you were like, oh no, I told you to Instacart. You gave me like some kind of insane reason why you told me to text you the ingredients. You're like, no, I meant like, you were like, no, I meant you gonna Instacart it to my house, but we needed the ingredients. I was like, yeah, what? Yeah,
that's probably what I thought about.
Your eyes aren't even open right now.
What do you mean my eyes is not open? This is my eyes. My eyes are always squinting. I have glaucoma. My eyes don't open up. Why?
Well, I will tell you this. I told you that we have a big fan of the show in the building, the security guard. Shout out to them, to my security guard buddy.
Tell him if I'm high, bud.
And he said, yeah, that guy, the Mo you guy on the show, he's always fucking high. He said he's high as hell. So, I mean, they can see it. They can smell it through the screen.
But it's so funny because I don't even smoke that much. And I've been getting, first of all, let's correct this real quick, because people thought I was high even when we first started the show. And I actually didn't smoke in the beginning of the show. I only recently started smoking.
I can't recall.
Everybody always assumed that. I've always been.
I know you were getting drunk.
Yeah, I was getting drunk. Like, shout out to you, Justin. I miss you.
Yeah.
I miss you, Justin.
Love you, Justin. So, Pastor wanted to tell you to put down the blunt.
I've been forgetful. Yes, I know that everybody knows.
It wasn't even forgetful. It was convoluted. It was not forgetful because you didn't forget to buy it. It was like, no, send me the ingredients because of X, Y, and Z. And I was like, I was literally at the supermarket the day before. So I could have bought everything my own self. Like, why would I Instacart it to you when I could have just bought it yesterday? So then I tell Cemetery Girl this, right? I just like say it offhand. Like, can you believe that? I was like, I told Stephanie, like I told a bunch of people, like, if somebody were to tell you to send them the ingredients so we can Instacart it, what would you think? They were like, I think they're paying for it. I said, perfect. So the Cemetery Girl's, you know what? Forget that pie you bought him. Now you got to make him the worst pie you can make him. And I said, that sounds like a great idea. And for those who are going to be like, oh, you're picking on Mo again. Because before that, I made my mashed potatoes even worse before I made Mo's stuff worse. I made mine worse than both of theirs for fun because I put gravy on mine, as you saw, and I knew that would make me gag even more. So
that's
before,
still not the equivalent.
Before you say that we're picking on Mo, no, and he started it. So this is the funny part about this.
Here's the thing, audience. You see how I started something? I couldn't just forgot it. I could have been.
No, you didn't forget. It was like convoluted. It was convoluted.
I could have just been doing something like I was doing something and just mix up my own words. Even when I see, he doesn't even tell you. He doesn't even tell the audience. No. He doesn't even tell the audience when he tells me. He's like, yo, Mo, you said this and that. Oh, right on the spot. I did. Yo, my bad. That was my mistake. I actually meant this.
No, because we didn't know what you meant. And we didn't even know what you meant.
You didn't know, but you're just sticking to the little thing. I forgot. I apologize. Oh, that's my bad. He doesn't like that. Even when you apologize, like, my bad. He still attacks. So therefore, he is an asshole because it doesn't matter. See, because he keeps coming on the show and be like, Mo is doing it. He is picking on me. Bernie knows best is picking on me.
No.
Every time I come on the show,
I don't agree.
I'll dead ass apologize to him.
I'm like,
yo, you're right, bro. And the worst part is he never says that.
I don't agree.
That part. Yo, you know, Crow does say I'll be right when he's wrong.
I don't agree.
He just makes it seem like I just say shit. And
I didn't start it, though.
I don't go, oh, damn. Facts, my bad.
No.
All the time.
No.
He just comes on
We've
the show
had many
like,
fights
nah,
here that you did
it.
Not. I don't even know when you apologize on this show. I don't even recall a moment you've apologized.
I don't apologize on the show. I apologize offline when you bring it up to me the first time.
Remember.
I'm like, oh, you're right.
That.
And
don't
then
remember
you
any.
Bring it up on the show and you make it seem like I never said anything.
I don't remember any of
that's
that.
That's an asshole. So yes, everybody
but
go to comments.
My
and let
point
the
was I didn't start
Crow.
I didn't make that idea up. Cemetery Girl came up with the idea and I said that's a good idea.
And she's a bird abuser too.
And I thought it was a great idea because I already made mine bad. And I even told Pastor, I said, you need to make this as bad as you can for yourself. Did I not tell you that? Before we, at your house, I said, Pastor, however you got to make this to make it worse, do that. I literally said that.
I could beat up all these people and like, yet they're so mean to me.
Did I not say that, Pastor?
Y'all bird abusers.
So I took an opportunity to make mine worse, make Pastor's worse. And then when I saw an opportunity to make your worse, I said, oh, this is going to be fun. So then we're like, we're going to make a pie. So we go and I just type in worst sweet potato pie. Couldn't find one to buy. So then we found one on Southern Living that people hated, right? So Pastor volunteers to make it. Funnily enough, everybody liked that pie. It made no sense. I took a piece of it after and I was like, I mean, it wasn't great by any stretch of the imagination.
So wait. So y'all fucking lied to me and actually made that pie?
Yeah, yeah. We made, yeah. We,
and it wasn't your mother, Pastor?
No. No,
it
wasn't. We wanted to see if
so
you
guys. Here's what's going to now happen for now on. No. Seriously now. Because y'all doing the thing. I don't fuck with that. I'm going to fuck with y'all so badly now on. I will no longer be kind to you. I will no longer apologize.
Oh, come on.
I actually hate the thing y'all do. I hate doing to other people.
That we told you.
So now
I'm
going to be a dickhead to y'all. I'm going to be the biggest dickhead. There will never be kindness from me. I want to apologize. If I say something crazy, I'm going to fuck with y'all all the time. I will intentionally put myself in that mind for you gentlemen from now on.
Well,
and I will go
I will
my
tell
way
you,
to make your lives hell.
I will tell you.
Get ready for next year.
That sounds like season 5 is going to be awesome.
Get ready for next year.
This was out of all the things, this was not even the worst. This was the littlest thing we've ever done. This was the littlest thing.
And I hate people trying to manipulate me and trying to make me look stupid. So it's over for y'all.
Well, if it makes you feel better, we did it.
It's so over for y'all.
If it makes you feel better, we did it.
Make it look stupid.
Oh, no. See, here's the thing. It doesn't matter what your intention is. No one does things like this to me. I fuck up people for doing things like this to me. So now that I can't, I won't hurt you physically because I love you so fucking badly. But I will personally, with every ounce of my soul for next year, find so many ways to fuck with your lives. It's going to be so beautiful. 2024 is the year of the fucking crow. Let's go, bitch. Continue the fucking show.
If it makes you feel better, we lied to Rev and two other women from the church. We lied to them too.
And then you lied to God's children?
Yeah, so it wasn't just you. We lied to everybody.
Well,
we lied.
The pie backfired.
Yeah, because everybody liked it.
I'm going to be making more pies for Reverend Hodges because she loved it. She rebuked me for telling me that it was my mother's pie, and she wants another pie because I put half the sugar in it.
Yeah, so she ended up liking it. And we were like, oh, you know, she's going to hate it. She knows about sweet potato pie. Like, and she was like, oh, this is good. Me and Pastor looked at each other like, what?
He was like, that's why God loves me more than y'all.
He loves all of us.
And you know who got the shortest end of the stick, Mo?
What? Who got the shortest end of the stick? You?
No, Gritty.
I did?
Yeah, no, you definitely got the shortest end of the stick. All jokes aside, you definitely got the.
What do you mean?
I bought those IGA potatoes and an IGA gravy, and that was the worst instant potatoes I had ever tasted in my life. They were disgusting, and I don't mind instant potatoes. He really got.
Yeah, I
love the universe. I love the
Yeah, but I intentionally
so
handicapped myself, so it's not like I was above any of this.
Did. I love the universe, okay? The universe understood. I was going through a lot of shit in silence, and then somebody came along my own team came along was like, you know what? We're going to fuck with Mo. Don't even
a
know
pie?
What I'm going through in this. The universe
a
said,
pie.
No.
I thought I was a drama queen in this group. I thought I was a drama queen. We lied about a pie being made by his mother. This
you
is the
lied
trigger.
Too many times this year. That's the problem.
What else did I lie about? I don't remember.
You lied too many times. You just keep lying.
What did I do? Okay. I don't remember.
So the baby.
Oh,
what
the
else?
Baby.
you're just a liar at this point. You're just
well,
a liar.
Yes, we know
you
that
know,
already.
I should have known all these games you play with Dre and Justin. It would come after me.
Yeah, but we lied. Yeah, but okay. Number one, I lie to everybody, and number two, I eventually tell everybody my lie. So, and listen, don't even get started because Clay. I had Clay and Eddie thinking Dre had a freaking vicious, almost deadly foot fungus for a year, and I put Mo. So then I put Eddie in the same room with Dre, right? When he thinks Dre has a foot fungus, and credit to Eddie, he came over, but I've never seen Eddie so tentative and so frightened in my life. Like, he was talking to Dre from across the room. He was like, hey, Dre, hey, man. And he said, he was like, bro, Dre took his shoes off. Like, you can't let him do that. Like, he's in it. Like, I told Eddie, like, and Clay, I'm like, yo, Dre came back from a trip. He got the most vicious foot fungus you could. Like, it spreads to both feet. They have to fly in special medicines, and his family can't be around him, because even if you touch your toe with him, like, trace amounts will spread to somebody else's foot. I was telling him that he has to drain each one of his toes like 3 times a day because it pusses out. And they believe me for a year, bro, for almost a year. And then I went to their house before I moved to Utica. They're like, "How's Dre's foot fungus?" I was like, "Oh my God." I was like, "Bro, that has been a lie, bro. Like, he has not had foot fungus." And they were just stunned that they believed it for you. So don't act like it's just you. Everybody in my life gets it. My mother, pastor, Justin, every single person.
I don't
like
to be a part of this sinful circle of lies.
So don't act like you're the only one that gets it. You just happen to get it because you're on the show, and a lot of these other people aren't really on the show like that.
I don't want to participate with this sinful behavior.
Everybody gets it. So don't play the victim right freaking now, okay? Don't be dramatic. It's Thanksgiving. You're about to ruin Thanksgiving. Don't be vindictive. Get us back, but make it fun and make sure it's on the show. Okay? It's going to be beautiful. But congratulations to you, man. For real.
This is beautiful.
And if there's one thing we can count on, we can count on two things. Number one,
what's up?
You're a winner. We can count on that. And number two,
amen.
You're going to vomit.
I'm going to vomit.
We can always count on two things. So that is going
to
be amazing.
I'll get close enough to shit myself.
Oh, God. We don't want that because we can't even see that. I don't want you to shit yourself.
I don't want to shit myself either.
Vomit is good. And I was hoping I vomit on the floor. I was trying. I was like, oh, my God. Like, I hope I vomit. Like, it would have looked so good on
camera. You would have made her so mad.
I told her I was going to clean it up, though.
I know. She would have still been mad. You don't think I'd clean things up and still get anger?
Yeah.
What'd you say, Pastor?
She didn't look too excited about that idea.
No, she was
out
not.
There.
No, she didn't.
Oh, God. No, she was not excited about that. But you know what we all were excited about? The new Thanksgiving movie by Eli Roth. We could not wait to see it. At least let me speak for myself when I say that, all right? We saw it the other day, and let's talk about it, all right? Let me kick this off by giving you a little bit of synopsis about the movie in case you didn't see it. We're going to do light spoilers. We may drop a little but we're not going to get too crazy into the spoilers. But basically, the movie is about a serial killer who starts killing people a year after this big riot happened on this Black Friday sale in Plymouth, Massachusetts. So the riot ended up causing 3 fatalities about in this store, and now there's a serial killer who's out to kill all of the people who were complicit in the riot, and especially the people who caused the riot, which was the family who owned the chain of stores. Now, right off the bat, I went into it thinking, like, I didn't really know the story, but I thought that was a solid idea for a story, and I really liked that they were, because what happened was they had a little vlog, a kid was making a vlog during the riot, so the killer, you saw him watching that, so he was kind of picking people off that were involved in the riot, and then you saw him slowly work his way up to the family who really caused that riot, who owned the store. So I thought that was a really great concept for the movie and a good story to as a backbone for the movie. Speaking of the riot, what an absolutely fantastic scene. I think we can all agree, if you don't like this movie, you're at least going to like that scene. And that's what I told one of my friends. I told Cemetery Girl, I said, listen, I don't think you can, I don't know if she's going to like that movie per se, because I don't think she really likes slashers, but I was like, you're going to like the opening scene. Absolute chaos, absolute anarchy, and we got 3 deaths right off the bat, and I'm going to say they were all fire. Especially, I'm not going to say too much, but when that lady got hit in the face with the shopping cart and it pulled her scalp out of her head, awesome. Absolutely awesome part of the movie. So that brings me, well, then another part, everything pretty much culminated to a Thanksgiving dinner. I will not give out too much information other than that. But I thought that sequence of events, the Thanksgiving dinner, absolutely phenomenal. And I really like how they added the going live on social media element to the movie. A lot of times the killer killed somebody on live and he was live streaming and tricking the cops. I thought that was great. The kills, I really enjoyed the kills. I think almost all of them were top-notch, except for one kill that we all looked at each other and we were like, how did that work out? Like, what the heck? And I thought it was just me. I'm like, with my eyes deceiving me? Like, what was going on there? And I look at Pastor. He has the best vision. He was like, I don't know. I don't know how that happened. I thought, you know, there was a part where the lady got her face stuck to the fridge. This is in the trailer, so I'm not giving out too much info. She got her face dunked in water, and then her face stuck to the freezer, right? And it sticks there, and I'm like, oh, he's going to chop her head off and leave it on the freezer. That's going to be awesome. She ended up pulling her face off the freezer, and then it just kind of, it didn't go as well after that. If I'm sure you all can agree with me on that, right? But every kill except that, I thought was fun. The trampoline one was really fun, too. We're not going to get too into that. And, of course, mm-hmm. I got to shout out the parade scene. Not going to say anything. Ugh. All I'm going to say is the parade, chef's kiss for that. Absolute chef's kiss. I thought the killer reveal was great. I thought the actual scene that I basically missed because I was in the bathroom, but you guys broke it down for me when I came in, was great. And to wrap up my review, another great element I didn't know about, Tim Dillon was in the movie, one of our favorite comedians, and I literally screamed out of theater, "It's Tim Dillon! Oh my God!" I was pointing at the theater, at the screen like a little kid. Yeah, I was like, "Oh my God! Wow!" I talked to Clay, and I'm like, "You know, Tim Dillon is in Thanksgiving," and of course, this is what happens. Like it happens every time in my life. He goes, "Bro, I've literally told you that so many times. I've told you that for months." And I was like, "Have you? I've never heard you say that ever in my life." He's like, "I've told you Tim Dillon has been in that movie for months." And I'm like, "I did not know that." That is something I don't know if this happened on the show too many times, but this happens so many times where I'll be like, "Yo, you know this thing is this way?" And everybody be like, "Yeah, we told you. We've told you about that for a year." And I'm like, "Oh, no. Nah, you didn't tell me that. I didn't know that. You guys didn't know it. You guys didn't tell me that." So I'm glad I didn't know because it was so fun to see Tim Dillon in the movie. Love that guy. He's awesome. I was just listening to his podcast the other day, or actually earlier today. I'm going to give this movie a 4.9 out of 5. It was funny. People were saying that it was funny on social media, like, "Oh, it was actually a funny movie." And I was like, "Well, I don't know if it is. I'm kind of a little bit of a tough critic when it comes to things like that." Nope, I totally agree. Fun movie. 4.9 out of 5 for me. Thanksgiving. Go see it. Crow, what'd you think about that?
It's not going to get a high number from me. I enjoyed a lot of the kills except that one in the beginning. I felt like I got taken out of the movie when I already, like, I guess the killer pretty early in the movie.
Really?
And I hate, I did. It was really obvious to me.
I did.
And that took me out early on. But the movie, besides all of that, it was simple story writing, simple. Everything else writing wise was really basic. So I really, you know, I wasn't expecting anything crazy and brand new, but the kills were really fun. Mm-hmm. They were really creative. I was pleasantly surprised how they executed a lot of them, and way more gruesome than I thought they were going to be. I thought it was going to be really corny.
Eli Roth is, I think, the guy that did Hostel. So he's known for some. I thought it was going to be, he could have definitely turned it up, in my opinion, if he wanted to. He's definitely done crazier things.
Was that PG-13?
It was R. Definitely R. I mean,
it was R, right?
They dropped 40 F-bombs in the first scene. And I realized it again, watching it today again. I was like, damn, they dropped a lot of F-bombs. Like, there was no way that was not an R.
So, It was way better. I thought it was a PG-13 movie, so I was like thinking like, "Oh, boring." But no, it was just surprising me with those kills. Over the top. The costume design was actually really cool. How they played it into the storyline.
And you're just to clarify, you're speaking about the killer's costume, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, so the killer's costume was perfect. How they played it into everything, that was fun. The ending was really good to me. I was happy with it.
Yeah.
So I give it a 3.
A 3 out of 5?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Wow. So you like The Exorcist better than this?
Yes.
I think I like this a little. I think I gave it an extra point than The Exorcist. I think this has more rewatchability for me personally. And when I compare, I just heard, I didn't know. I thought you would have liked this more than The Exorcist. That's why I'm bringing it up.
Really?
Yeah. That's why I'm bringing it up. Pastor,
like,
what'd you
I
think
like
about
Supernatural.
This?
Supernatural. I really do like Supernatural things.
Okay. All right. I'm more of a slasher guy. I'm the slasher guy in the group. What do you think about this, Pasty?
What did you give Talk to Me, Gritty?
Oh, that was a five. That was solid. That was insane.
Great. Okay.
That's still the best horror movie of the year. No questions asked.
Right, right. To me, the Talk to Me still top.
Yeah.
I really like this movie. I like the fact that it took place in Plymouth, Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciated the Massachusetts accents.
Yep.
I couldn't think of a horror movie that took place in that area
with the accent.
You know, the accent and
I was thinking about that too, and I said to myself, the last movie I watched with those accents was The Town. Like, not even a horror movie. The last movie I've seen with accents like that was The Town.
Yeah. I like that it took place in Massachusetts, like I said. I like the social commentary that those opening scenes were making on, people losing their minds for cheap Christmas gifts.
The best was the free waffle maker. That's what they were killing each other
over. Yeah, the free waffle maker.
This is not crazy, but the guy was literally dying, and the lady walks over and just takes his waffle maker. Epic.
Yeah.
Epic.
I'm gonna have to give another 2 points for the humor.
It was like little subtle things that were just funny. You know, like it wasn't over the top. They didn't try to make it too like. It wasn't corny. It was just funny, like the stuff they would do, like little things here and there.
Yeah. And I appreciated the gore.
Yeah.
It was reminiscent of like the Evil Dead from the 70s and 80s.
Okay.
It was that, it was fake enough that it makes it even gorier.
Okay.
Oh my God! The freaking cart kill.
Yeah.
To this moment, I just still can't believe that's possible. So good though. But I don't believe it was possible. Can never be possible.
I cringed in two parts. One was when I saw the cart come into the camera because I said,
yes.
"That's going for her face." I was like, that's going to hit. And I now thinking about it, they had a fight with the carts. So I think she got hit by two of them. I think she got collided watching it back. And then when her freaking scalp came off, epic. So let's be cryptic on this, right? Richard, you start because this is your portion of the review. Be cryptic. What was your favorite kill? See if you can say it cryptically.
The one that bothered me the most. And you mean by cryptic, you mean don't give it away
to the audience, but try and give a clue for us to get it and anybody who watched the movie. Well, you know what was good? The one with the ears. It wasn't a kill, but it was before. You know when you know what I'm talking about? She's at the mirror and he gets her in the that was freaking. I was like, trampoline.
The one that bothered me the most. I'll just say Saw.
Oh, Saw. Yeah. Boom. That got everybody. Crow was like, what?
mine's was the Sesame Street kill.
Sesame Street kill. Oh, you're talking about the parade?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That was crazy. That was crazy.
Crazy. When it happened,
the parade, bro. Fell? Was epic. I mean, they did such a good job.
That was one of the best scenes I think I've ever seen in the
And it came out of nowhere. You're like
the execution, bro. It was
you
amazing.
Don't think it's gonna go that way.
No.
You're like, all right, this is gonna happen and it's gonna lead. Like at that point, I was like, all right. In my mind, I go, ending. Yeah, in my mind, I'm like, they're like, oh, we're gonna find them at the parade. I go, okay, it's gonna get a little crazy, and then they're gonna go into the storage unit, like they said, and that's where they're gonna do the unveiling. And it literally went a whole drastic
Completely.
Different way.
Completely.
I mean, the parade was just the beginning of where that was going. Then they get to the Thanksgiving dinner with they go one by one. It was continue, Rich. I'm taking over your portion here.
I'm trying to figure out how to say this without giving things away.
Yeah.
What I'm going to I'll just say it this way. There is a place in the movie where the killer shows up in a different costume.
Yeah. You're talking about the parade too?
Well, I was trying not to say that.
Okay. Well, we'll say it. It's all right. Listen, they won't even know. They won't even see it coming, bro.
I thought that was brilliant because.
Yeah.
When do you see,
costume change?
Yeah, when you've got a killer that's got a certain mask, that killer always wears that mask.
Yes.
Well, what's even more brilliant about that is
that switch up I thought was fantastic.
Simple.
What's even better about that was, so to those who didn't maybe see it yet, the killer is wearing the mask of the founder of the town, right? They gave it away at the diner they were giving away masks, so everybody was wearing the masks. Mm-hmm. So when you get to the parade scene, you're just thinking, which one of these people in the mask is doing it? And then all of a sudden, it ain't one of them. You're like, whoa! So you're right on the money with that. It was because your eyes are looking at everything but what actually is about to happen.
And every time you see somebody in a mask, you're like, you know, it's raising your
things. And they're doing a good job because they'll pan and you'll see somebody and they take the mask off and they're like, oh, you know, it's not them. And then wham.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're on the money with that one.
Yep. So the other thing that at first I was completely disgusted by it. But then after the fact, I'm like, you know, that was really great, was the Thanksgiving turkey.
I knew you were going to say that. I knew you were going to say that. And the first thing I thought in my mind was epic. I didn't even think about it. Yeah, I didn't even.
Nope.
But once it happened, I'm like, how could you not do that?
Yeah.
And people in the theater
made to perfection, right? Yeah. Made to perfection.
People in the theater were digging it once when the turkey thing popped, when it was like, it's ready.
Yeah, people
popped in the theater. They were like, oh, that was it, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, they did little funny side little jokes that weren't corny. They were just really funny, quick jokes.
Title.
Yeah. Just a little turkey popper going. Everybody was like, oh, that was, you know, comes after such a crazy scene.
Yeah.
Yeah, the turkey was unsettling, though, for sure, unsettling.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So the last thing I want to say.
That's a beautiful turkey.
About the movie, and I wanted to take the time to look it up, but I didn't get a chance.
Okay.
During the movie, the one song I was familiar with, and I think I turned to Mo and said, this song is by the Waitresses.
Yes, you did say that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think, you know, I don't know if they're actually from Plymouth or not, but I always thought they were from Boston. And then at the end, I wanted to see who the band was. And I'm assuming they're from Boston or Massachusetts. That last punk song that they played at the end of the movie.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that was probably a punk band from Massachusetts also.
That's pretty cool.
So
you're probably, you know, right.
I like the punk selections that were in the movie and the punk art at the end of the movie was great.
Yeah, I knew that's why you were sitting there. So I was just, we were just sitting there letting you watch it. I think it was cool too though.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, let me interject with this because I just Googled it for you. You said they're called the Waitresses, right?
Yeah.
It says the Waitresses are a new wave band which formed in Kent, Ohio in 1978.
Really?
Yeah. So I don't think they, I don't think they're from Plymouth at all or from Mass at all.
Well, I always thought they were from Boston.
Maybe one of them, maybe like the lead singer or something, but it says they're formed in Ohio. And this is the second thing I looked at that said that. Because this one thing said they were formed in Akron, Ohio. And then this one said in Kent, Ohio, which maybe is just like a town in Akron at that point. I don't know. It's probably the same deal.
Well, so this is something I thought I knew since the 80s. So,
Well, you thought wrong, Richard.
That's been a long time mistake.
That's right. Now think of how many people you told that lie. Yep, you brainwashed everybody. They think they're from.
But I thought it was making sense because they picked that waitress's song. You know, and I'm like, oh, that's cool.
Well, they played the waitress song while they were showing a scene about the waitress. They were in the diner. So that's cute enough. How much cuter can you get? Come on. That was good enough. But the ending credit was really good. I enjoyed that. And then we stayed at the end, and then there was that funny little thing.
That's it. Yeah. That's all it was.
We're not going to say what it is, but there is something at the end.
Just little funny thing.
We were kind of like, all right, like there's nothing. Me and Crow were like, there's going to be nothing at the end of this. Like and then there was something at the end.
It was a Marvel movie. It was crazy.
So what do you, any final thoughts and any ratings? You can keep going if you have any other thoughts.
No, great movie, definitely.
Not you. You already wrapped it up. Pastor.
Well, I forgot what I gave the other movies, so I'm going to put this in second place behind Talk to Me.
Wow!
Definitely better than Exorcist.
One thing I think you got to watch before the year is up. Mo didn't like this, but to me, this is the second best horror movie of the year. Was Boogeyman? I did not care
for Boogeyman.
I liked that movie.
Did not care for.
I watched it twice. It may still be second best for me, even though I really liked this movie. There was just something about Boogeyman. It was even simpler. It was just unsettling. It was a good movie, dude.
It was so boring. It only had a few good scenes.
You're boring. How could you think that? That movie was not boring, man. And I'm trying to look up the other movie I watched. Oh, I watched...
Talk to Me was fantastic, of course.
Oh, come on. So you're giving it about a 5 or like a 4.9 like me?
Yeah.
All right.
I really enjoyed it.
I'm glad that you guys did. I enjoyed it more than I expected. I thought I was going to like it. Like you guys, I knew Eli Roth was doing it. So I was expecting it to be gory, but not... I thought he was going to tone it down, basically. I actually thought what you were saying, Mo, I thought going into it was going to be PG-13. And then as the movie progressed, I was like, oh, this is an R movie. I didn't really think about it too much. But then it kind of occurred to me once the kills started going on. That's when it popped off. Once the kills started happening in the riot, I was like, oh, this is R. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now I'm really like the movie really turned for me at that point. I was like, okay, they're cooking with gas now for me. So I went into with the same thought you did. Phenomenal. You guys should definitely go check it out. Thanksgiving. To me, going to be a Thanksgiving tradition every year probably. At least in my house.
Total Divas and Thanksgiving.
And Thanksgiving. Everybody knows that every Christmas I watch Bad Santa and I watch Harold and Kumar's Christmas. So now this year, Thanksgiving, we have a new tradition, the Thanksgiving horror movie. Absolutely wonderful. Now, a little side note, I watched the movie It's a Wonderful Knife. I think I gave it the whole wrong name when I was on here. I called it Silent Knife, which is not the worst title, but It's a Wonderful Knife is a lot better. Silent Knife is like, what is he, a fucking assassin? Like, is he sneaking around? No, A Wonderful Knife is better. And I thought it was pretty good. I thought it was a pretty good movie. There's like elements of they're going into other dimensions, which I didn't think about in the trailer. Oh, they really didn't get into that. You guys should really watch. I want to know what you guys think about it. And I want to see it again because I don't know if I'm giving it a fair review or not because I liked it, but I was really tired during the movie. And I don't know if I was tired because I was bored or because I ate 1,200 calories before watching that movie. So I really didn't want to give it a full review on this show because I was kind of teetering in my review. But I will say I did like it. I did enjoy the movie. I liked the other dimension element to it. I liked the killer's ensemble. It's basically the killer's like a white angel on top of the tree, like a treetop or angel. So the mask is blank, white, and then it's like a white hooded robe and stuff. And I will say the opening to the movie is good because I thought it was going to be just a kind of like Thanksgiving where it was like, oh, Actually, no, the Thanksgiving was a little different too, but I thought it was going to be like one major kill in the beginning, basically, and then just a bunch of kills afterwards, like, oh, they find out there's a killer on the loose, and then they kind of kill up until the end of the movie. But it was kind of more like Thanksgiving, where there was like a big dramatic scene in the beginning, and then it fast forwards to next year. So actually, it's very similar to Thanksgiving now that I think about it, which I enjoyed. It was a little bit of a different pacing for me, a little bit of different chronological order, I guess. So I would say I did like it. If I'm going to give it a rating off top of my head right now, I would say it's about a 3.5. If I wanted to stretch it to a 3.7, I may like it more the second time I see it. I may like it a little less the second time I see it. But I'm going to say 3.5, 3.7. I hope you guys watch it and let me know what you think about it. So that's pretty much my... And it may, again, it may be even lower. There was some fun elements, but I'm not sure yet. So let's judge people. We love judging people. Let's get into the Thanksgiving drama. Let's do some Am I the Assholes. For those who are not up on what that is, everybody should know, but in case you're not, Am I the Asshole is a post people do on Reddit where you listen to a situation and you have to decide who is the asshole in the situation. If there is an asshole in the situation, you have to judge who it is. Let's get into it. Some Thanksgiving theme. We already know. Once I thought about doing a Thanksgiving show, I said, how many can there be? There has to be millions of Am I the Assholes on Thanksgiving. I mean, it's the most turbulent time of the year, probably. Am I wrong? There's got to be. No. Oh, there's always some friction around Thanksgiving. So needless to say, there were many, and I had to narrow it down to like four, and it was a very hard task, but let's get into our first one.
My sister's kids, 12M, 10F, have lice. She's been trying to get rid of them for like a month, but they keep coming back. She's tried shampoos, special combs, everything short of cutting their hair, but for some reason, the lice just keep coming back. The holidays are starting to come up, and she still has yet to get it under control. I have extremely long hair that I spend a lot of time caring for, and I've been growing it out for a few years now. Obviously, I don't want to deal with head lice, so I told my sister over the phone that I won't make it to Thanksgiving at her house this year. When pressed why, I said it's because of the lice infestation, to which she freaked out and called me a bitch, saying she's tried everything and that the family will be disappointed if me and my boyfriend don't show up. We had a long conversation where she told me I was being selfish. Later on, different family members called to also tell me I was being selfish, and that if I wear my hair up, I should be fine. Doubtful. This is a situation where I am okay being the asshole, but I'm not sure if I am or not.
What are we thinking here?
Hell no, she's not. What are these dirty-ass people?
Right, this is one nasty family.
I'm in agreement. I say, listen, if you want to take your chances, that's on you. But don't judge somebody for not wanting to walk up in that house. You know what I mean? Like, hey, if you want to do that, go ahead. Maybe, you know, you're bald, or maybe you're just like, I'm going to wear a hat. I'm not going to miss.
Up there with bed bugs. Hell no.
Oh, no, no. That's, I mean, that would be insane.
No.
That would be
insane. No, they do the same. They do different damages, but it's the damages as extreme on each side.
Listen, maybe you want to take your chances, wear a hat or something like that, but definitely not the asshole. The family's, the sister's the asshole, okay? Because once I would have found that out, I would have not hosted Thanksgiving, number
Trailer
one.
Park family.
How can you have a Thanksgiving there?
I would have not hosted. I didn't know that lice could live on things, by the way. My mom told me that the other day. I thought it could only live on your dome.
No, they can live on clothes and shit. Nope, fur. Nope. Mm-mm.
Definitely not the asshole.
When there is a patient that comes into the hospital with lice, the room is marked. They wear a shower cap thing over their head, and everybody that walks in the room wears a shower cap thing over their head.
Oh.
And when they have a patient that has lice and they see the chaplain coming, they say, I don't think you want to go in there, chaplain. Why don't you wait until we clear them?
Wow, I didn't know it was that crazy.
Well, that's the way they handle it. Yeah.
I remember when I was living with my sister and them, one of the kids got lice. I said, stay the fuck away from me. Get away. I'm surprised I didn't get it. I was so nervous, dude. Surprisingly, and nope, I don't think anybody in the house got it for some reason. Nobody got it. Somehow everybody escaped it, but I didn't know it was that serious.
Shout out to your greasy ass hair.
That's right. That's right. And I didn't really have long hair, though. I had, like, the mohawk at the time. So don't I wasn't. Worry.
Shout out to your greasy ass hair. Doesn't Shout matter out. How short, long it was. Shout it was out. Greasy. Everybody survived.
That's right. That's right. This one I think is pretty interesting. Check this one out.
I have met my girlfriend at work. We're both interpreters. We've been together for a few months, and Thanksgiving will be the first time she's going to meet my parents. I am half Japanese. My dad is Japanese. My mother is American. My mother learned Japanese so she can connect with my paternal side of the family. Me and my siblings all speak Japanese. However, none of my siblings' spouses do. My girlfriend, Sasha, started learning Japanese before it got popular. She started learning it when she was 14, has both BA and MA in Japanese and translation and interpreting. She sounds as close to a native speaker as possible. However, I warned her that she shouldn't try and speak Japanese when meeting my parents or grandparents, and that she's forbidden from using it even when I'm using it with my siblings. She asked why, and I told her that I'd hate for my sister-in-laws and brother-in-laws to be uncomfortable because they don't speak it. And I don't want her to become my parents' and grandparents' favorite because we've only been together a few months, and it wouldn't be fair if they liked her more than my sister-in-law of 10 years who doesn't speak Japanese. She said that's ridiculous and she shouldn't have to hide it. I said that perhaps later when we've been together for longer. She asked if she had to pretend not to understand me and my siblings when we talk. And I said, exactly. She got really weird and went home. She's been kind of distant lately, and I told a friend about this, and they said that I was a major asshole, and if they ask her about her job, she'd have to lie as well. I admit, I hadn't thought of that. But I still can't see that I did anything wrong. So am I the asshole for demanding she lies? Yes.
Now you know you're retarded.
What? You don't want to... First of all, why would you not want your girl to become the fave? That's exactly what you would want. I'd be like, you better go up in there. The first thing you say is konnichiwa, bitch. Like, you better go up in there and start speaking all that. I want you to look good.
Arigato!
What? Like, what a lame, dude. What a lame. No. She got to hide that?
Nah.
She's like, she's making it sound like, oh, like.
Educated and respected she's going to be. You want that, W.
Bruh.
I think it was an insecurity thing on him.
What were you saying, Pastor?
It makes no sense. I don't think she's the a-hole. I just think she's...
No, it was the boyfriend asking if he was the a-hole.
Oh, no.
He wrote it. He was saying, like, you know, am I the asshole for telling her not to speak Japanese?
Oh, I didn't realize it was a male because it was a female.
Oh,
voice.
Yeah. Okay. You thought it was a lesbian couple?
Yeah.
Okay. I understand.
Yeah, I just don't think he's grounded in reality. I mean, it makes absolutely no sense. It's dumb.
Man, tripping. I would have walked right up in there, started talking Japanese, immediately pissed him right off.
I know. He put his chest out. Look at what my girl does.
Look at my woman. Look at her. Listen to her. Perfect Japanese. Flawless. Yeah.
I hosted Thanksgiving this year. Every year it rotates between me, my sister, and my brother's homes. It's a pretty big gathering that normally involves my siblings, their partners, my sister's kids, and our parents. This year, my brother James and his wife Becky are having their first child. The baby is due in spring. We have a traditional Thanksgiving meal, watch the parade, play games as a family, couple drinks together in the evening, the usual stuff. Same kind of thing every year. This year, a couple weeks back, I get what is basically a list of demands from Becky in our family group chat. She wants to come, but her pregnancy means some things need to be adjusted. Her rules were no poultry as the smell makes her sick, no alcohol as the smell makes her sick, and she can't join in. The food needs to be served early as she needs to nap during the time it's normally served, and she doesn't want to play the games as she tires easily. So can we just listen to music and talk in the evening instead? I was really upset by this. Firstly, none of us are vegetarian, and so I don't really know how to prepare a turkey alternative, but secondly, I'd already ordered the turkey, and it seems like a waste. And to not be able to drink, eat when we want to, or even play our games in the evening just feels so unreasonable when 9 of us won't get to celebrate in the way we'd like to. In the family chat, I replied and said, While I would make her a non-poultry meal and would make sure people don't drink at the table, I wouldn't ban poultry or alcohol from the house, and I certainly wouldn't be not playing our games. Particularly as my niece and nephew are now old enough to join in and really loved it last year. Both James and Becky said I was being unreasonable and that she's pregnant, so I need to be more understanding. My mom joined in and said it's not hard to accommodate, but I was really annoyed by this point. I told Becky she was uninvited if she can't accept any compromise whatsoever. James called me separately to say I'm excluding her and ruining their Thanksgiving, and she can't help how she feels during pregnancy. I said I wasn't excluding her, and she's welcome if she can accept that Thanksgiving has to work for everyone else too. In the end, neither Becky or James came over. It was a weird day without them, and I'm sad they weren't there, but I feel like I wasn't unreasonable. I do want to make amends, but am I the asshole?
Absolutely not.
Nah.
Absolutely. What does she think she is? Kim Jong-un walking up in there with all these demands, with all these specifications? She's a dictator
now? Not your house, not your rules.
Talking about, listen, I'll give you this, right? If I'm her, I say the alcohol's staying because everybody's drinking, okay? There's no way the alcohol is not staying. The games are staying. Mm-hmm. The one thing we may do is cut the poultry. Maybe. But that's it. You get one. You get the most reasonable one. Talking about, oh no, and also we're not making dinner early for you. You're wilding out. The needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few. Okay, so you better sit the fuck in the corner and relax. Take a nap whenever you gotta take a nap. Bring your own little food. This ain't about you. Okay? If it's at your house, we'll do all that. That's what I would have said. I would have texted and said, listen, you want all this stuff? You host it. That's it. You walking up in there with all these demands.
No, because the house that they usually go to is the nice house. She knows she can't host at the crappy ass spot.
Have you guys ever had something like this at Thanksgiving? You don't have to name names, but any people that come in with all these demands? All these specifications? No. I've never experienced anything like that.
No.
I've never seen anything like
Everybody's
that.
Too hungry and poor around me when I was a kid to even fucking Nobody want has... something different.
Nobody has any. It's like whatever's there is good.
Everything is good.
Yeah,
there have been certain relatives that didn't like my mom's food.
Oh.
And so, you know, that she felt insulted and we kind of felt that they...
What happened?
Italian
what did they
woman?
Do? Did they eat it?
Well, it just left a lot of things on the table.
Oh. It's funny you say that because the next one is literally about that exact same thing. Let's check this out.
My wife is a grade A-plus picky eater. It's bothersome to a certain degree, but on holidays, basically, the shit show begins. She'd refuse to eat certain meals, and mom would take it personally, which results in a series of arguments between them. As a compromise this year, my wife offered to bring her own food to Thanksgiving dinner. I was stunned. I asked if she thought this through, and she looked at me confused. I told her about how weird it'd be for her to bring her own food, especially when she wouldn't be sharing it with anybody else, and told her to think about how mom will react. She'd get very offended and upset. My wife said that it's not her problem, and that she was just trying to make it work by bringing her own meal. I told her again that mom might not like, nor even allow this. She blew up at me, asking if I want her to either eat food she doesn't like or go hungry. I suggested she give my mom's food a chance, but she said it wasn't about my mom's cooking. She just doesn't like certain foods. We had an argument, and I ended up telling her she could stay home this Thanksgiving and have whatever meal she likes. She got quiet, then lashed out on me, calling me insensitive and negative to say this to her. I repeatedly asked her to calm down, but she couldn't stop ranting about how I was basically willing to exclude her from a major event. She started cold-shouldering me about it, while at the same time guilting me, saying I'm treating her poorly after she offered the perfect compromise. Update. And so, my wife has decided to go spend Thanksgiving with her family, who, by the way, live hours away, so this means unnecessary travel expenses, and basically ditch me for a whole week. Y'all happy now? Though I appreciate some insightful comments on the situation, some others, not so much, especially with those assumptions claiming that my wife has allergies, she does not. I'm not too thrilled with her decision. I feel like she's doing it to spite me or get me to cave in.
Who's wrong here? She wants to bring her own plate. He doesn't want that. The mom's not going to like that. I'm a little torn because it is tacky to walk in with your own plate. That's
I guess it's the cultural thing.
You know? What are you thinking? What are you thinking, Crow?
I guess, you know, so many things in my mind. I'm like, damn, cultural, blah, blah, blah. But my thing was that just like I don't like sweet potato. You don't like mashed, like if certain things are there, like mashed potatoes, sweet potato are Thanksgiving staples. Everybody knows that. But like, you won't eat that shit. I won't eat that shit. So like, what if there is people that really are that picky? Like, she might just really be that fucking picky. She may really be an EJ.
What I wanted to know is, I wanted to dive into the menu that was going to be there and what her what her preferences are. Like, why is there no intersection at all? Because she was saying that it's not the mother's cooking, right? So then it's obviously what's there. It's obviously the menu. There's nothing in the middle. So she must not like turkey, stuffing, cranberry sauce, like nothing. So my Thanksgivings, we did half and half. So there was a lot of stuff there. There was always my Italian side. We did basically white Thanksgiving, turkey stuff and cranberry sauce. But then we had Spanish rice. We did pork because I didn't really do the turkey. I only did the pork, really. I did turkey leg.
I was just about to say the same. Yeah.
So I wonder if she's like maybe like that. Like culturally, she wants other things. Like she doesn't do the turkey. She doesn't do the stuffing. But she maybe she likes Caribbean food. Maybe she likes Spanish food. And she wants to bring that. And you know what? I would feel if it was explained, let's say if I'm the mother, the father, whatever, and it was explained to me like that, I'd be like, you know what? I can't cook that. So go right ahead. You know what I mean? But if it's a thing where it's like, oh, I'm going to bring my own version of your stuff, that's crazy. But I don't think that's what's happening. I wish I knew exactly what was happening. I think I would have let it slide, though. I think I would have said, bring your shit. Bring your shit. You're going to look tacky. Depending on the situation, but I don't think it's something you need to be like, oh, you can't come over though. But you know how the mother would probably get you. Probably get you.
Yeah, that's why I was thinking like culture. I was like, damn, there's a lot of Spanish Caribbean people that would be like, okay, yeah, you're bringing some extra cornbread, bring it over. You know?
The problem is, this is where the problem is though, right? This is the other issue. If you're going to bring your own food, you got to bring it in trays and you can't bring your own plate. If you're going to cook something, right, the best case scenario is you bring in enough for everybody and only eat out of your stuff so you don't look that sus. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You can't bring your own plate. You're going to unwrap your plate and look tacky as hell.
Yeah.
So I think that would be the best middle ground.
I mean, the only way that would make sense if somebody had allergies.
But she doesn't.
And so, she doesn't. So that's what I was going to say, is this bring enough for everybody?
Exactly, right? That's the perfect compromise. But you know how people get. Do people get touchy maybe about their food?
And if you're a really good cook, maybe you can just bring some things every year, slowly push the mom out the way, you know?
Maybe it's possible.
You can control the whole fucking menu.
That's possible. We can go on and on, endless amount of this. There's ones where people found out that they got their tray thrown in the garbage by the mother because they didn't like their macaroni and cheese. I mean,
that's hilarious.
There's tons. There was one.
That would happen in my family.
Let me get your opinion on this because I was wound up about this one. All right. There was one where I guess it's a family, and one person would host every year or multiple people would host every year, and there's a vegan in the family. I guess it's the in-law. And they always accommodate. When she comes over, oh, we're going to give you a tofurkey. We're going to do this. We're going to do that for you. And then it eventually rotated to the vegan's time where the vegan hosted. And she was like, this is going to be an all vegan Thanksgiving. Y'all can't bring no meat, none of that stuff. And I'm like, you're an asshole. You're an asshole. I don't care if you're vegan. I don't care if you're vegan. That's fine. But me bringing in my food, you're not going to turn to dust. You're not going to turn to stone. You should let people bring in The food. We all accommodated you. We didn't go, oh, you're vegan. We don't eat that way, so fuck you. You got to let people bring in the food. It's not going to kill you. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong, but vegans are weirdos.
A lot of them. I know some that are not, but I know some. I know some that would.
You know, for those who I've never met, until I meet you, you're a weirdo.
I know some who would agree with me and say, listen, I know some that will that cook meat for people, and they're like, listen, I don't eat that way, but this awesome. This is for you, you know. But then you got the ones that are just like, I mean, meat can't even go through the freaking threshold of the house.
Let me take that back. I just realized I do know a vegan. Damn, I'm an asshole. Nope, take him back. Yep, one vegan that has actually cooked meat. So there you go.
Some of them, they're missing too much B12, and their brain, it starts deflating. They don't have enough B12 in their mind, so it starts, you know, starts melting. I mean, come on, how inconsiderate can you be? You can't bring in no Schmeat in the crib. That'd have been my last Thanksgiving with her.
No,
I'll tell you that right now.
She wouldn't even be my friend no more.
Nope, I wouldn't have come, and you were not invited to my crib. Don't bring your fucking tofurkey here. Keep that out. Keep that outside.
Fake ass chicken nuggets.
Mm-mm. Well, you. In the case of Thanksgiving, it's tradition to have turkey or ham or whatever, you know. So I could see, just let people bring it.
Yeah, what's the worst that can happen?
But on the other hand, this actually happened. So a friend of my roommate. When I used to live in this one apartment in Schenectady, made his famous goulash.
What is that? Right. Aren't those boots?
It's like a Hungarian dish. It's like brown meat and noodles.
Okay, sounds good. I'm thinking of galoshes, right? Isn't that boots?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm like, what? He made
boots. So I had two friends coming over that were vegetarians.
Okay.
And so he made it with no meat. So my two friends that were vegetarians made this dinner. It was like a feast, but it was all vegetarian. Mm-hmm. This was like a month later. Mm-hmm. And so the friend of my roommate was insulted that the vegetarian friends didn't make a meat dish for him.
Oh, because he accommodated them.
Because he took the meat out of his stupid goulash.
But this is not Thanksgiving. You're coming to the house on a regular day.
Yeah, it's not Thanksgiving.
That doesn't count.
And I'm like, I was looking at him like, are you serious?
No, he's wilding out.
You know, it's...
You'll be fine for a regular day. And yeah, you said they made like a big feast. It wasn't no little thing.
Yeah.
No,
try a bunch of new things.
Like, it was like dish Ooh. After, it was like course after course.
Oh my God.
I mean, it was quite a dinner.
That sounds reasonable. I think your friend was being unreasonable.
Yeah.
No. That's not how that works. You could survive one day without it. Yeah. I mean, you never had a meal without meat before? Like, come on. You never had a struggle meal where you didn't have no meat in the crib? Like, come on. For real? Everybody's Thanks. Been there. You look entitled if you think like that, like, oh, I can't, no, I need meat in this dish. Come on. Relax.
Now you know you're retarded.
Come on. Did you guys see, speaking of Thanksgiving traditions, I don't know if this is going to become a tradition, but there's a roofing company in Florida. If you buy a roof, you get a free AR-15 and a turkey. Isn't that sweet?
No fucking way.
Swear. That is the most American thing I've ever heard.
I love that.
The only thing you're missing is a six pack.
Like a live turkey? Like a
they don't give you like a no. They don't give you a live turkey. They give you a frozen turkey. And they don't just hand you the AR-15. You gotta go do the checkup, go to the gun store. They just basically give you like a voucher or something like that. But how American is that, you know?
That's beautiful.
I just feel like at that point, there's going to be like a bald eagle sitting on the roof.
This roof, I got to see this. We got a ladder that you can, or like a secret entrance from your house that you can go in there, just climb on top and point your AR. I gotta see this.
What a fun little thing. And then I saw like a dentist was giving, I forgot where this was, but like a dentist was giving out a gun if you went in for some kind of treatment or something. Just giving them out. This is like American, like how people think Americans are full time. Like this is something a British TV show would do to make fun of us. Like, oh, if you go get your teeth cleaned, we'll give you a gun. If you get a roof, we'll give you a gun and a piece of meat and turkey. No, but this is real, baby. This is real. Hopefully they do it every year. It sounds so much fun.
It sounds so much.
They were like, you get a roof to protect your home, and then you get an AR-15 to protect what's in it. They did a little cute little thing. It was nice.
We know where we're moving soon.
So there you go. I think Pass is the only one that's having a traditional Thanksgiving this year, right? You're going to your sister's house?
Yeah.
Or the in-laws' house? Okay. Yeah, me and Moeen, we're just like, whatever.
Where we have no idea.
We don't even have family up here, pretty much, right?
Nope.
You don't have any family, so yeah. I think we agree that we're going to watch Five Nights at Freddy's, though.
That's going to be
later. Yeah, we're going to come nightfall, because Mo didn't see it yet.
Celebrate Thanksgiving, right?
No, I don't.
Yeah, I forgot. Yeah, you don't even celebrate Thanksgiving anyway.
Nope.
Yeah. I'm a red-blooded, big-dick American, so I celebrate Thanksgiving, of course.
Yeah, he loves colonialism.
There's one thing I love about my turkey is colonialism. I think we agreed that, we're going to come nightfall, we're going to watch Five Nights at Freddy's because Mo hasn't watched it yet. I'm not doing a traditional Thanksgiving, though. I got a nice big steak, all my favorite sides, and that's it. We're going to keep it simple. We're going to keep it nice and simple. So there you go. Any final words before we head up out of here?
Love you guys. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
That's right. That's so nice. You see how common anyone? You don't even celebrate Thanksgiving, and you're wishing people Thanksgiving. These people can take notes from you in these Am I the Assholes.
Seriously.
You know what I mean?
Simple. I don't got to do what you love.
That's right. Look at that. Pastor, you have any words?
Well, above and beyond the history of Thanksgiving, I'm glad that the United States has a national day of Thanksgiving that we all should pay attention to all those things that we are grateful for.
And I'm grateful that we don't do ours in October like Canada, because if there's one thing I don't want, it's another fucking thing to celebrate in October that's not Halloween, because October has been hijacked by everything ever under the sun. Really? So I am grateful that our Thanksgiving is properly in November.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you, America. God bless
America. Especially disabilities employment.
That's in October, right?
Yeah. Oh,
literally everything. Everything is in October.
As opposed to
Disability Day.
Donut month. It's like everything.
No. As opposed to in July, gay disability pride.
Yeah, disability pride. Yeah, every year we play that clip every July. That was July, right?
Yeah.
That might be the greatest clip to ever come out of this show. It actually came out of your show, Pastor. I can't even take credit for that. But you didn't play it on yours, right?
I don't think so.
So no. Really, it's mine now because you didn't even air it. I'm the one that aired it.
Right.
Such a gem, man. Such a gem.
You're welcome. I'm here all year. 2024. Let's go, guys.
Absolutely epic, man.
Season 5.
Absolutely epic. I had something to say to you, Pastor, but now I totally forgot about it, and it's probably going to come back to me after we get off the air. But basically, yes, enjoy your Thanksgiving if you celebrate it. If not, then just, enjoy your day, whatever you're going to do. It doesn't matter. You got the day off probably, so just enjoy that, all right? Oh, that's what I was going to say. When do they do the turkey pardon? They do that every year, right? They pardon the one turkey?
Yeah.
What is Biden going to pick up? Biden's going to pick up a chicken or like a goat or something. He's going to think it's a turkey. This is my favorite goat.
Oh, I know what I wanted to say.
So pick his favorite black person next to him, Obama.
Biden's gonna do the freaking hamster pardon.
Did have either of you ever seen the clip from WKRP in Cincinnati?
From a turkey pardon?
No.
Where they drop the turkeys from the helicopter?
It's fake.
No, well, WKRP in Cincinnati was a sitcom.
Oh, okay.
Back in the 80s, and it was a great sitcom. So, if you haven't seen that, just put WKRP Thanksgiving turkeys into YouTube and watch what happens. And hopefully you'll get a good laugh out of it.
Send it to us.
Will you be playing that on your show?
No, I'm not. No, because I have enough dings on my.
Oh, you're gonna get demonetized?
Yeah, I'm just looking forward to the. Hopefully, in the future, I will be monetized, right. And
they'll retroactively strike the shit out of you. All
other people.
Right, right. So yeah. Go watch that. There you go. Peace and love. See you next time.